It's not just your experience. Online grocery delivery companies are having trouble keeping up with demand. I'm David Brancaccio. Good morning. First, oil producers have agreed to cut crude oil production by about 10%. The U.S. joined in with OPEC and Russia in an effort to give a boost to drooping prices, which is just above $23 a barrel today compared to $58 before COVID. Let's consult economist Julia Coronado at Macro Policy Perspectives. Hi there.
Good morning.
Huge cut in oil production after a lot of negotiating drama. And I'm looking at the oil price as we speak. It bounced 33 cents a barrel, i.e. not much.
Right. That's a whole lot of meh from the oil market. With so many global supply sources and such flexibility in supply in the U.S. energy sector, it's really hard to affect the price of oil if we're not talking about major demand shifts. And the demand outlook is still pretty weak.
And by the way, capitalism apparently still happening here. Many corporations will start reporting their quarterly results. Early in the curve is going to be the big banks, JP Morgan Chase, Wells Fargo. Can we glean information from such a bizarre quarter?
I think we're going to be looking at the guidance from companies, so not just what they're experiencing in this really difficult quarter, but how they're organizing their approach to their businesses in the quarters ahead, given all the disruption to supply chains, to consumers' activity. They have to interface with the stimulus programs. How does it all come together, and what is their approach? I think those details will be far more meaningful than they typically are.
Julia Coronado is founder of Macro Policy Perspectives. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Analysts are forecasting a drop of nearly 6% in the profits this year of all the companies in the S&P 500. With more people trying to do online grocery shopping, either because of social distancing rules or because they're not feeling well themselves. The owner of Whole Foods, Amazon, says as of today, new would-be customers are going to get parked on a wait list. Marketplace's Nova Safo is following this. Tell us about the new Amazon Fresh and Whole Foods policy.
Well, basically, beginning today, new online grocery shoppers will need to get into a virtual line to have their food delivered. So basically, you sign up for a slot and you'll have a chance to grocery shop on a first-come, first-served basis as the company increases delivery capacity.
But will waiting list customers ever get to order groceries?
Yeah, so the company hasn't given a timeline, but it's promising to increase capacity each week. Amazon says it's already increased capacity more than 60% due to COVID-19, but we all know that it's not been enough. Obviously, they acknowledge that. I tried the sign-up process this morning, David, and basically you go to the Amazon Fresh or the Whole Foods Market websites, and you're met with a message that says, new customers have to wait to shop. There's a sign-up button. You click it, and then you wait for a notification.
All right. Now, you mentioned Whole Foods. Amazon owns that grocery chain. What about shopping in person at the real stores?
Yeah, they're encouraging people to do just that if people are able to do that, of course. But the company is also cutting back hours at some Whole Foods stores so that they can fulfill all the online orders. So it's not a perfect system. The company has doubled the number of Whole Foods stores with grocery pickup to help with all of this. And because of all the huge volume of orders, Amazon is hiring some 100,000 new workers.
Thank you. During the Civil War, when President Lincoln stopped cotton exports from the American South, British textile manufacturers had to radically adjust to getting cotton from India and Egypt. Now that the coronavirus has disrupted supply chains stretching into China, British textile companies are adjusting to more domestic work. Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports from the UK manufacturing city of Leicester.
Textile companies in this city lost a lot of business to China in the 1990s. British retailers and fashion brands turned en masse to the Far East for cheaper production. But Bhavik Master of Paul James Knitwear says the coronavirus has been putting that trend into reverse.
We've been getting a lot of inquiries, and solely due to the fact that I think brands need to be spreading their risk and placing orders locally to make sure that the shops aren't empty.
Suddenly, security of supply and not cost is paramount. Master's factory is shuttered at the moment and his manufacturing staff have been furloughed. But when the pandemic subsides and business returns to normal, he expects a surge in firm orders.
I think we'll be stepping up production at least 20 to 30%.
Other textile companies could also get a boost from COVID-19. Here's Alkesh Kapadia of Barco Design, another local fashion manufacturer.
A lot of orders have come through recently because of the coronavirus. A lot of customers have jumped in, and so they are concerned about getting their stuff from China.
These companies have their own supply chain worries. Many of their raw materials come from abroad, yarn from Italy, for example. And those supplies have also been disrupted by the virus. Kate Hills of Make It British, a manufacturing advocacy group, says British clothing retailers and brands are on the lookout.
They're actually now looking for fabric supplies in the UK so that the whole garment can be made in the UK.
For Britain's clothing industry, the pandemic will leave a lingering question.
Do you want all of your products made somewhere like China, or should you actually spread your risk and start at least making a percentage of your products in the UK?
One of the many economic casualties of the crisis could be the international supply chain, and that, she says, will help Britain's textile manufacturers. In Leicester, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.